Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Entertainment Schmidt.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody.
Oh, man.
What happened?
Somebody started really early.
Practice is overrated.
All right. One, two, three.
Everybody.
Jordan Sugar.
You got one try with me. You know how I do it.
One take Landrum.
She's not your monkey. You can't make her do it again. Oscar nominations. Okay, leading the pack with 10 nominations each. The Favourite and Roma, which gives Netflix its first ever Best Picture nomination.
But you didn't like it, and nor did other people that wrote in and said it was boring.
While everyone was watching Bird Box over Christmas Vacation, I watched Roma and fell into a deep depression.
Oh, man.
It's black and white. It has subtitles. It's beautifully shot.
What did the woman say that texted in yesterday? The only reason I continued watching it?
to wonder if the dad was going to step in the dog poop.
Guess that's a side story.
Inside Roma joke. Yeah, the B plot.
Listen, it's not uplifting, but I think it's an important story to be told. Like, Tim wanted a summary of the movie yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it's based on Alfonso Cuarón, the director's life. His family was wealthy, and they had live-in staff, including this woman.
I know, right? We're spending too much time on it. I'm bored already.
No, it just doesn't.
It's this woman who basically takes care of him and is like family, you know, but then you realize, oh, wait, she's the hired help. Okay.
Did Nick see Roma?
Why? Because it's Roma?
He thought it was Roma.
I told you. Set in Mexico City.
He didn't like Sopranos. He's not that stereotypical. And he's probably, I told him about the Sopranos news, too, and he wasn't interested.
Oh, what, that James Gandolfini's son's going to play young Tony Soprano?
Mm-hmm.
His son, Michael. It's for the sequel movie called The Many Saints of Newark.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's 19. He hasn't been acting very long, but
his last name is Gandolfini.
Yeah, right. Dutch, Jack. You're higher. Okay, also getting 8 nominations at the Oscars, Vice, the movie about Dick Cheney, and A Star is Born. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga also getting nominations for their acting roles.
I just want to take another look at you.
I'm going to make myself watch it between now and the Oscars.
Bradley Cooper did not get a nomination for directing.
It's crazy to me, all the Star is Born movies and all the Oscar nominations that the actors have gotten through the years.
But
why not remake it if you want an Oscar nomination?
Right.
This is only the second time that it's been nominated for Best Picture, along with the original in 1937.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but a lot of the actors have been nominated, like the Barbara Streisand, the Judy Garland one.
Yes.
They've been nominated.
Yeah, they've gotten a bunch of Oscar nominations, but not Best Picture. Speaking of Best Picture, Black Panther got 7 nominations, the first superhero movie ever to be nominated in the category.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
I know.
It's a great movie. It deserves to be nominated. But I think I think Dark Knight should have been nominated. I think they've been neglecting some of these very well-made films for a long time, and I think this is good, and hopefully they can continue to be in that conversation.
Right.
I agree.
Wolverine was a great movie.
Black Klansman also got nominated, and the two films that won at the Golden Globes also up for Best Picture, Bohemian Rhapsody and Green Book. Where's Mary Poppins Returns, people?
Oh, yeah. Also, I said Wolverine, I meant Logan. Wolverine should not have been nominated for an Oscar.
Logan
should have,
some snubs. The Mr. Rogers documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor, not nominated for Best Documentary.
Man, that's crazy.
Wow.
It was a delight. Totally should have been nominated. Also not getting nominated, Crazy Rich Asians, Beautiful Boy, The Rider, and Eighth Grade, the Jonah Hill film. Glenn Close got her 7th nomination, Best Actress nod for The Wife. If she wins, it'll be her first Oscar.
She's never won?
She's never won. She has more nominations without a win than any other living actor or actress.
Who's her biggest competition? Lady Gaga?
No, I would say...
The woman from Roma?
No, the woman from The Favorite, Olivia Colman, who plays Queen Anne. Lady Gaga got nominated too, but I wouldn't be surprised if Olivia Colman wins it.
She won the Golden Globe.
Yeah, but sometimes they give that to a Glenn Close.
Yep. Yeah, they do.
Even if it's not their best role out of all of them.
Like, it's about time ones.
Yes. Yeah.
And speaking of that, Sam Elliott got his first Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor in A Star Is Born.
Take another look at you.
That's not Sam Elliott. That's Bradley Cooper trying to sound like Sam Elliott. And when they asked him about it, he said, it's about bleeping time.
What was he going to be nominated before?
I don't know.
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse?
Yes. Yeah, Roadhouse.
Oh, come on. Mask? I mean,
I know.
I love Sam Elliott, don't get me wrong, but what other big, heavy parts have you
Roadhouse?
Had?
I don't know. And Black Panther, of course, up for Best Picture. It made over $700 million at the box office, which is more than all the other 7 Best Picture nominees combined.
Wow. Is that true?
Yes.
Wow.
Man.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, Roma, I think it was released in a theater or two before it came out on Netflix.
But it doesn't have any box office.
Right. No.
But some of those others were, I mean, Star Is Born was still a pretty huge hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. That's Entertainment Schmig. Wow. We'll talk more at 8:40. You can also listen in podcast form on our website, y98.com.
Entertainment Schmig.
Yes, it is, and it's brought to you by Club Fitness, the right fit for everybody.
Everybody!
We talked Oscars yesterday at this time, and you already know the most nominated. How about this? Women snagged a record 27.5% of this year's Oscar nominations. That's an all-time high.
Wonder Woman broke down barriers and...
No, it's not Wonder Woman. Roma.
Broke the barriers.
Roma.
Patty Jenkins.
Tied the record of 10 nominations held by Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon from 2000 for the most nominations received by a foreign language film. No slow clap for that? Okay.
I did love Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
So good.
Yeah. So good.
So much action.
This is the 6th.
Just the look of it.
It was a whole new thing. You were just like, you've never seen anything like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 6th Oscar ceremony without a host. The last one was in 1988 when Rain Man won for Best Picture.
Why in 88? What happened in 88 for no host? Maybe is there a story? Or they just decided?
Maybe they're just trying it?
Somebody's doing something coming up that I think will be a really good host. I can't remember who. Oh, Megan Mullally.
You're like the Y98 morning show. Yeah.
For the SAG Awards?
She did the SAG Awards, yeah.
Yeah. There's a petition to replay the NFC Championship game.
All right, we need to get over this.
Yeah.
And that the guy that owns a bunch of dealerships in New Orleans bought a bunch of billboards in Atlanta.
I saw that.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Disappointed by the NFL? Welcome to our world, New Orleans Saints.
I don't want to get into
Patriots.
I don't want to get into sports here because I do want to talk about it because we didn't mention Adam Long from St. Louis winning the PGA Tour over the weekend.
Yeah.
But am I the only one bothered by how NFL games end their overtime? I don't like it.
Yeah, Ryan said he's always had an issue with it. It's basically whoever wins the coin toss If they score a touchdown. You should be able to play the whole entire
overtime. It's real lackluster ending.
And you hear an argument that they don't want the games to go too long. And I think the argument to that is, well, then just make it different in the playoffs. People don't want to be different in the playoffs.
It's bad.
In hockey, the rules in the playoffs are different for overtime. Mm-hmm. And you could do that. I agree.
I don't like it.
It's silly.
It's a bummer of an ending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. This is making news, but I feel like we've talked about it in Schmig before. Kirby Jenner and his Instagram page.
Tim's, one of the best.
It's not a big fan.
You got to follow him on Instagram. It's so funny.
So
he's a fictional Jenner sibling that doesn't exist. He's Kendall's fictional twin.
Yes.
And it's this guy that spends a lot of money inserting himself into photos
really
and videos
well
that the Jenner Kardashians post, and they're all hilarious.
And they like them.
Yes,
they?
They follow it. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, so he's at 1 million followers, and maybe because he just hit 1 million followers, a lot of people are noticing him again, but you need to follow him. I follow him on Instagram.
Me too.
Yeah. Do you, Courtney?
I don't think so.
You should.
I just noticed I follow a fictional character named Dwight Schrute, though, and they're trying to get Dwight Schrute eating an egg to be the most liked picture on Instagram.
Oh.
I did my part.
Yeah. Follow us too at Courtney and Co. 198. I'm working on an edit of Kevin's weather report from out in the snow, so that'll be up soon.
Oh, good. When I made him run.
Yeah.
I follow Taylor Swift on Instagram, and yesterday people freaked when she posted a picture from the set of Cats with the caption, meow. It's in front of her trailer where she is, how do you pronounce it? Bombalurina?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That's her character. So, everybody's freaking.
Surprised I don't have a Cats t-shirt at home.
Yeah.
I have Bossy, but not Cats.
The Masked Singer is on again tonight. Rabbit, Alien, Raven, Bee, and Poodle perform. Which means, spoiler alert, Donny Osmond is the peacock.
Yeah, well, that's what we're saying.
That
yeah.
was last
we think?
Week's returning.
Okay.
And we also think maybe the monster is Wayne Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's interesting that you mentioned Wayne Brady, because he just picked up another gig. He has a role on The Bold and the Beautiful. What, along with the Fiji Water Girl?
Right, yeah.
Man, The Bold and the Beautiful is just...
They're really trying to get some
big budget casting.
Don't forget Joe Lando from Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Oh, yeah. Is that where
he is? He's got a recurring role now. Right.
But listen, when he took this role on The Bold and the Beautiful, someone criticized him, and he said, having three jobs is better than one.
Right.
So what?
So Price is Right.
Price is Right, The Bold and the Beautiful, and who's the Masked Singer.
Let's Make a Deal.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Right.
Does he do Whose Line Is It Anyway still? Is that still a show?
Yeah. He's in some commercials, too.
A proud moment for me. I was in Indiana over the weekend. We went to the Children's Museum, and they had this whole pop art display going on where they show all these old things like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys lunchboxes. You know, all this, like, kitschy memorabilia. And then there was a guitar, and my son said, whose guitar is that? And I said, oh, that's Garth Brooks. And he said, who's he?
Yeah.
Patted myself on the back with that one. But Garth's new album is called Fun, because he had such a blast recording it, and it'll be out this spring.
There's nothing better than, if you've ever seen it, Garth Brooks' first video on Facebook. He posted this video when he first came on Facebook, and he's like, you know, I fought this social media thing for a while, but people told me it was like having a conversation with your fans. And I like that. So let's just continue the conversation. And he's staring at the camera, and it is the weirdest, most out-of-touch thing.
Like, we didn't know what Facebook was.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite things on the internet.
All right, we'll do celebrity birthdays in just a minute. But first, Lance Hildebrand with a final look at traffic.
It'll be
Y98. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show's birthday game. We'll give you a celebrity. You guess how old he is. We'll see who comes the closest. Yesterday, we had every single person on the show. Tim, Kevin, Courtney, Lance, all get one right on the nose. Okay, but first, let's do on this date. Two big TV shows debuted on this day.
This is like after Super Bowl. Maybe not.
There have been some Super Bowl anniversaries this week. Okay. So, yes, that's a possibility. 42 years ago today in 1977, the TV miniseries
Roots.
Yes.
I remember it.
Began
so
airing
well.
On ABC and became the most watched TV program in history.
And then it became miniseries time, because they're like, we need to capitalize on this. And we had, Rich Man, Poor Man,
the Thornbirds.
North and South.
Yeah. Patrick Swayze.
Mm-hmm.
And 36 years ago today, face. B.A. Baracus. The A-Team Alan debuted on NBC. And Murdoch.
My favorite as a kid.
It wasn't? Never watched that show.
It was great. It.
Couldn't get enough.
What year was it?
1983.
And, I loved it. And the movie was such a disappointment.
Oh, yeah, with Liam Neeson and Bradley Cooper.
Yep. Well, Bradley Cooper, he said enough right there.
John Hamm's in that.
In the A-Team?
In the A-Team movie.
Is he?
Yeah. I'll have to check it out.
Who is he? Easy.
He's like an agent at the end.
Huh. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because they thought they were going to make sequels.
Right.
And they just didn't.
Speaking of 80s shows, how old is the original MacGyver, Richard Dean Anderson?
Ooh, that's good. I'm going to say he's 66.
The first number in my head was 67.
68.
Is he that old? I'm going to go a little low and say he's 65.
Kevin, you're the closest. He was 69.
Wow.
It's my other favorite show as a kid.
You know what we were talking about the other day? I saw somebody was turning 70. Sammy Hagar. Let's say it was Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Was that him?
Yeah.
And I was like, it's weird that he's only 5 years younger than my mom, but my mom was never listening to rock, that kind of music.
Yes. I think he's older than that.
Hagar is, I think, he might be around 71, but Steve Perry turned 70 the other day.
Steve Perry.
Okay. Mark Paul Gosselaar from Saved by the Bell, Zach Morris, just said that he dated Elizabeth Berkley from the show, but who is his real-life girlfriend on the show?
Kelly Kapowski.
Yep, Kelly Kapowski, played by?
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah, it's her birthday today. How old is she?
I'm going to say she's got to be around the same age, 47.
48.
I'll say 46.
49.
40. Wow.
She's 45, isn't she?
She's 45. She's she's not happy.
Shows growing up.
She's sitting on the Breakfast at Tiffany set saying, because now she's,
cooking with
cook.
Oh, okay. She has a show called Breakfast at Tiffany's.
And all her celebrity friends come over and they make meals. And she has a cookbook and everything.
I'm all about it. I got to start tuning in. Love her.
Okay, he became a hero in 2009 with the emergency landing on the Hudson. And Tom Hanks played him in the movie in 2016. How old is Chelsea Sully Sullenberger?
I have no idea.
Is it Chelsea or Chesley?
Oh, Chesley. I just know him as Sully.
Yeah,
I think that's Chelsea.
Chesley's about the same.
That was what, 10 years? That happened 10 years ago?
You said 70?
Uh-huh. I'm going to say he's 77.
How old did you say, Kev?
I said 72.
70.
68.
68.
No!
Oh, wow.
Wow.
About
that? Wow. Yeah.
And how old is Olivia Benson? Not Taylor Swift's cat, Olivia Benson. The real Olivia Benson. Mariska Hargitay from Law & Order SVU.
I'm going to say she's 52.
51.
53.
I think she's older, but I'm going to take the layup and say 54, but I think she's past that.
Is she?
She is a lot older than that. She's 55. Happy birthday if you're celebrating on January 23rd.
Live from downtown, this is your home for today's best music. KYKY FM and HD1 St. Louis, driven by the...
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.